biblical organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Friday, October 5th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and sad to report today, the other guys here as well.
I made it. Am I late?
Yay. Folks,
good to be here again.
Check
Uncle
us out
Brad.
Online. Uncle Brad.
I don't know why I said that.
Gee whiz.
He's fired.
He's again.
Again?
This is like the 30th time,
isn't
it?
It's like the guy in Spider-Man, you know? He always fires everybody.
Spider-Man?
Like four or
Who
five
watches
times
Spider-Man?
A day? I don't know. People obsessed with Marvels. By the way, we got a gospel track to the man who is
Yes,
in
we did.
That movie.
Stan Lee in California. He comes out of the bathroom. I look over at him. I knew who he was right away, and I said, what are you doing here, Stan? He's probably looking at me like, what are you out of your mind? I'm in an airport, and I just came out of
the bathroom.
What do you think I'm doing here? Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be one of my friends, folks, daily pouring in, thank you again. I totally support it. Or I totally appreciate the support that you've been giving us. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to be a part of the show, get on early, 1-877-807-9977. This is your show, friends. 53 countries are listening. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Speaking of that, we just got a nice email from folks. And folks, these come in every single day. I just wanted to take
really?
Note of this one really quick.
Do you guys like nice purposely emails. Withhold good news from me then?
No, I'm just on Facebook every day. People are saying
what
stuff
does it
that's
say?
Nice.
What does it say?
This one.
Does it just say, like, stuff that's nice, or are they actually complimenting?
Hi, I love your ministry. The other guy is fantastic on the air. I'm really glad, Bradley, you've decided not to fire him and that you keep him on every day.
Really?
So I really wanted to highlight
Signed
that
Jake's
really
mother.
Good. If she's listening in Africa, I'm not sure.
I highly
she
doubt
is.
She is.
I doubt it either.
I wouldn't give too much information to the people, Jake. You have one of these leftist communists.
That's true.
Criminals.
They're
probably
Africa,
chasing
too.
Your mom down somewhere.
We're studying about that in school today. One of the biggest threats in Africa is
Well, remember
communism.
They went after Brad Pitt's mom when she spoke out against Obama Nation.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Look at how quick they're...
I suppose they would.
Look at how easily they turn on each other, folks.
Very quick.
Look at how much they love each other. Look out. You better fall in line with what our dictator says, because if you don't, we're going to turn on
mother.
You. Yeah. But anyways.
I have been wanting to support you since I began listening to you about 2 months ago. You are in my prayers for health, safety, and helping to remove the veil that is being thrown over the eyes of America's youth today. Praying for one more hour. See ya.
It's not just youth, though. College students... In the older generation,
yeah. That veil is being removed from them, too. But to action, folks, because we have to reach that next generation. That is our future. Also, too, I wanted to bring up a little point. We've talked about it multiple times, about all these monkeys calling for New World Orders.
Yeah, but Jake, wait. Let's go to Sons of Liberty on Facebook real quick and get people to start liking on that page.
Yes.
Now, we've been out there for, what, 9 months, 10 months, 11 months, 12 months? How long?
GCN. We're growing.
Well, we've been on the radio. We were on Salem Communications on GCN.
Woo!
Oh, dude. We better start getting busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Folks, we've been getting people adding daily on the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, but there needs to be a lot more people out there. And we know you're listening, friends. We just ask that you would go over to the Sons of Liberty and link up with us, because we're constantly pouring information into those that we're networking with. So that's important to us. And again, if you would like to, Jake, what's the website?
It's on Facebook at The Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.
It's a patriot with red, white, and blue.
That's
you
right.
Can't miss us.
Gary just joined. Andrew just joined. Bobby just joined. Mike just joined. Penny just joined. So, folks, we thank you for joining. Get your friends to join, too. There's very good stuff on it.
It's just like this. Are you a pepper? You want to be a pepper, too?
Right? I like peppers.
You a Sons of Liberty?
Yes.
You a Son of Liberty? You want to be a Sons of Liberty, too?
And for all of you daughters... You can be a daughter of Liberty as well.
I think that's cool.
Yes,
a lot of them out there. Matter of fact, we got more daughters of Liberty doing this stuff than the men should be doing. Sons of Liberty.
Yeah. Great video on the Facebook, as a matter of fact, exemplifying that. Many women are out there doing it.
Shame upon you. And there was men that weren't doing anything, and I said, shame upon that man.
Yes.
U.S. contributions. This is on The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. To the U.N., up 142% since 2001.
Say it again.
So, U.S. contributions, United States, to the U.N., United Nations, is up 142% since 2001. That's $4.5 billion.
Well, I don't know why that comes as any surprise due to the fact that we heard the pedophile Henry Kissinger say that Obama Nation has a prime opportunity to create a new world order as they create chaos. And that's why you're seeing these organizations begin to rise up against the American people, the patriots, namely the DHS, the FBI, the CIA, federal organizations, its own military. But then again, friends, just keep in mind you are dealing with less than 1% of the population, 1.7% of the population. Fear not, put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Stand up, you're winning the day. Don't forget that. They don't want you to hope. They don't want you to have faith. That's why they're always warring against your God.
That's right, and that's why you need to act. And folks, if I look at these records, this comes as no surprise, as you said earlier. These people must be dealt with. While they liquidate our assets in our own country, they're pouring them into the U.N. Well, what would the purpose of that be?
Well, why do we owe the Chinese billions of dollars? And the U.N. model is China, friends.
Yep.
I don't know if people are aware of that or not. So by us borrowing money from them, no, we're just becoming slaves to the lenders.
142%, folks. So this is where it's all going, unless you deal with those in office right now, because they're the ones signing the checks to go to the U.N.
And don't get caught up in this little charades as to what's going on, folks, with Romney and Obama. Two sides of the same coin, they really are. Do your homework. Look at their past. You'll see that they are. Folks, Bradley Dean, Jake McMillan, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this. Because if we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We need to come up with some new music. Getting a little redundant. Yeah, for me anyways. I mean, I know everybody driving around right now has probably got their hair standing on and with a kind of hairspray in their hand.
Crank it.
With the rock fist in the air. Now, folks, you guys all remember how the state-run media just threw President Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration under the bus. Because they didn't represent in the right way. And then we heard from MSNBC that, you know, Obama needs to watch our news to learn something. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. MSNBC would say that. Of all people, Chris Matthews. Now, this is the guy that had the tingle up his leg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that tingle isn't there anymore. Now what's happening is...
it's like shocking. It's kind of like
crying like a big baby. Here, let me just... recap a little bit as to what we did yesterday. This is Chris Matthews here, real quick from MSNBC. Go ahead and check him out.
Chris Matthews, for his response in Denver. Chris, what do you think?
That was Ricky Maddow.
Tonight wasn't an MSNBC debate, was it? It just wasn't. It had none of the things you mentioned. It didn't mention all the key fighting points of this campaign. And certainly there was no Bobby Kennedy in the green room before Barack Obama came out tonight. I don't know what he was doing out there. He had his head down. He was enduring the debate rather than fighting it. Romney, on the other hand, came in with a campaign. He had a plan. He was going to dominate the time. He was going to be aggressive. He's going to push the moderator around, which he did effectively. He was going to relish the evening, enjoying it. Nothing to do with the words he spoke. Here's my question for Obama. I know he likes to say he doesn't watch cable television, but maybe he should start. Maybe he should start.
What should he watch,
Chris? I don't know how he let Romney get away with the crap he threw out tonight about Social Security. Listen to the stuff he got away with. He said, you know, emergency room.
I guess.
The latest thing we got from Romney, because he said so, is, you know what I want to do with people when they're poor? Shove them in the emergency room. Why didn't Obama say that? Why didn't he say that?
You These talk about idiots Social haven't Security figured out they're the useful
people.
Idiots.
They're part of your 47%. You want to drop them
Being
on the list
useful.
Of eligible Americans.
Yes.
You don't
to
have any
somebody.
Care for these people. What are you talking about?
We've got to
the Sometimes you just got to take what they drop on the floor and rub it in their face.
Don't come out here and pretend you care about old people because you met somebody at some
Look, he's doing everything Obama didn't, man.
47%.
You go, Christy.
Where was Obama tonight?
He was at the debate. Didn't you see him, Chris?
You should watch you. You should watch the Reverend Al. You should watch Lawrence. He would learn something about this debate.
Yeah.
There's a hot debate going on in this country. You know where it's being held? Here, on this network. It's where we're having the debate.
Hello! Now, what's interesting is, this is what I heard. This is the last thing I heard about Chris Matthews. There's a suicide watch going on for all of them. I'm not sure if they're going to all take themselves out now because they don't know how to handle this.
They can't take the champion falling?
Everything they dropped on the ground is now being rubbed in their face. And look, hey,
it's
listen,
only going to get
hey,
better.
If Obama's
folks.
Not going to do it, MSNBC will do it for him.
It's only going to get better.
You know, oh, it is going to get better.
Yes,
as a matter of fact,
will.
Let me show you how it's getting a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, Trayvon Martin, shooter. George Zimmerman, attaboy, Georgie Porgy. He's suing NBC over the network's botched editing of his 9/11 tape. Zimmerman's attorneys are about to file a complaint against NBC and its top executives, naming news president Steve Capus and correspondent Ron Allen, who was the reporter on the scene for the broadcast on Tuesday on March 27th. He also remained the reporter for the story on NBC Nightly News. You know, if I was George Zimmerman, I'd also sue the DOJ.
Hey, why not?
Now, I'm not in the suing business, folks, but I'll tell you what. People are starting to catch on, and they're starting to get their fortitude to stand up and say that's enough. And good for George.
Mm-hmm. And how about those folks that went down and rallied against George and caused death threats?
And who is behind that besides the DOJ and Eric Holder and this administration to start racial wars?
And NBC. There's a couple of reverends on the air on NBC talking all about it, too.
Did you see those
two be tied together?
It's interesting. Just yesterday, I seen, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Reverend Al Sharpton are all saying that Obama came from the darker side of Chicago. Did you see this, too?
Obama came from the dark side of Chicago.
Man, don't be making fun of Jesse like that. Let me finish this point.
The duck died.
A source tells us the suit will be filed imminently against NBC and its news executives. The network's legal department has put everybody in the news department involved with this incident on notice, telling them not to comment. You've been busted, friends. They have been busted. Mm-hmm. They ain't getting out of this one.
Nope.
And they ain't getting out of the one where Rachel did one with me neither. This is how, folks, what they did to George Zimmerman is exactly what they did to me in my ministry. If they can't get you to say it, they'll edit the tapes to make it sound like you said it. When they know what you really said.
And then say you said it.
Here, NBC attempted to start a race war. Listen carefully. The edit made appear that Zimmerman had immediately told police that Martin was black. So what?
I think he was, actually.
As if someone inside the room's going to look at him and not notice that he's black?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
Oh, okay. Well, we better not say that. Let me go on.
Don't say it.
When the full tape reveals the neighborhood watch captain only did so when responding to a question poised by a dispatcher. Combined sections from two different parts of the tape. Boy, does that sound familiar, doesn't it, Ricky Maddow? Exactly what they did to me and my ministry, friends. Combined sections from two different parts of the tape gave the false impression that Zimmerman had said, this guy looks like he's up to no good or on drugs or something. He's got his hand in his waistband, and he's a black man. Oh, and for those that didn't know, for the criminals on the left, as you call them, the leftists, they attempted to actually make Zimmerman, who's Hispanic, white. See, what they did, they didn't think through, friends. They were caught with their hand in the cookie jar, in the race jar.
Yep.
Because once they found out he was Hispanic, then they said that he was a white Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Let me show you how stupid man is. No matter what color we are, we all have the same blood color, don't we? And my God tells me that all nations are one blood. So who made it a race issue? Well, I'll tell you what, even the civil rights issue was not that, friends, with MLK. It was an issue of law, and that's what this is going to be about as well.
Right.
It is an issue of law. And it's the stupid, idiotic ignoramuses that make it a racial war because of the color of your skin. I don't care if you're purple, you're yellow, you're orange, you're black, whatever. I have a black guitar player. I have a Hispanic singer. You know what? But we're all God's kids. And this isn't the first time. If you go back in history a little bit, for those that didn't know, O.J. Simpson case, for those that didn't know, right after the jury came out with its verdict, CNN did a white response and a black response. Why would you do something like that?
Mm-hmm. How about American response?
Yeah. You know, let's go back to Rodney King. I mean, due to the fact that all the evidence with Rodney King was withheld from the American people, we had the L.A. riots. Who should be held accountable for that, Jake?
Yep, I would say
the media.
Those that sent the story.
In every sense of the word, because there was so much information omitted from the American people. And by the way, if I seen Rodney King getting beat up, I'd go over there and stand up for him, regardless if he was black or if he was white.
Mm-hmm. And so would America, I believe.
Yes, they would have. But that's not what they that's not what they perpetuated.
That's right.
And what they did is they started the fight, and folks, here you have George Zimmerman standing up, playing the man and saying, you know what you did. Now, didn't we bring this up on the radio right after this happened?
Yeah.
You need to go after these folks for what they did. Exactly right on the money. He must have been listening to the Sons of Liberty. This guy looks like he's up to no good or on drugs or something. He's got his hand in his waistband, and he's a black male. So what? So what?
And that implies what?
NBC declined to comment last night. Zimmerman's lawyer, Mark O'Mara, said he was unable to get us a comment before deadline. Where's NBC now? Come on, stand up. It's time to pay the piper now, friends. Come on. You guys put a jihad out on stinking Zimmerman and his whole family, and now it's time to pay the piper. And I hope Mr. Zimmerman doesn't just stop with NBC, because he clearly has the voice of the Republic behind him, as does he have the law on his side. And I would go after the DOJ as well for trying to create a race war, because that's exactly what they tried to do.
Yep. That's exactly what they did, period.
Folks, let me say this one more time. Racism has no place in this country whatsoever. Zero, zilch, nada, none. And I'll tell you why. Because this generation doesn't know what they are trying to resurrect. They don't know it. As a matter of fact, if you looked at it in the eyes of the blind, and I'm talking about colorblind, man, I just don't see it at all. Even my black guitar player, it's like, bro, you have more going for you now than you ever had since I've been alive. This is a good thing. This isn't a bad thing.
I think what stuff like this does is it teaches a new generation what they are, what they don't know. And it starts to train them.
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
That's exactly right.
Divide and conquer.
That's been the fruit of it. But, folks, obviously America's spitting it out. We will stand. We have a black president right now. Why? Because America's past that. And do we need to keep working? Yes, but we don't create garbage like
this. That wasn't his victory, though. That was America's victory.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's how much this man contradicts. He uses the law against the law in his ignorance, man. And America is spitting him out.
Yep.
Folks, you got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty and Jake, the other guy. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one, for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now, we were just talking about George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin's shooter, right before the break, and we've seen what NBC attempted to do to George Zimmerman. They put a jihad out on him and his family, and the DOJ attempted to create a civil war between the races. They did. But I want to tell you God's justice, and it will be seen through one way or another. Deuteronomy 19:19. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, listen to me, you leftist, lower than a snake's belly, criminal bloggers. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, untrue, or contrived, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, this is spiritual law.
Yes, sir.
Then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil from among you. That's what Zimmerman's doing.
That's right. And that's the end of justice, folks, because what it does is it puts the fear back in somebody of bearing a false witness if they know there's going to be a penalty for it. But if all that's going to have to happen is they're going to have to apologize. You know, really sorry about that. I know all the death threats, the fact that you had to relocate yourself, hide your family, hide your father and mother. I know Spike Lee liked to tweet your address out there because, well, what did he want? He wanted people to go look at your folks' house? No, there has to be a penalty for it because if justice isn't brought forth, God will deal with that nation and bring forth divine justice, and you won't have a choice in the matter.
You did realize that Spike Lee had to give compensation to a family because he actually tweeted the wrong address.
Yeah.
And that family went after Spike Lee.
Yes.
And he compensated that family.
Right.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know he had to compensate.
I know. That's why, again, that's why we're here. We're just letting the people know what the you know, the coward conservatives aren't talking about. You get
the point. Turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
I mean, bless you.
Blessings, brother.
Bless you, Chris. You know, another thing, too, is the mileage that they get out of this. Why is Al Sharpton around? Why is Jesse Jackson around? Because they're still playing the same old dead horse that's been dead for 40 years.
Well, that's who's doing this.
And they try to bring it up again, teaching a new generation the contrary. And again, we've said it before.
No, I'll tell you why. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to add on to what MLK did complete in his life.
Yes.
And they both know that they're not even a third of what MLK will ever be.
And if he
even
was,
as a great man of God, like him or hate him, there was still a call of God in his life.
Look and what happened.
Thank you.
Look at how it moved the world.
And Jesse Jackson,
anointing.
You can see Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, they wished they could attain to the heights of a man that walked with God.
So they're trying to pick up.
But forget about Jesse Jackson. Forget about his adulterated relationship and his child out of wedlock. And I mean, forget about all that.
That he's pro what? Abortion?
Well, no, he's not an upright individual.
No,
and we can look at Al Sharpton and we can say the same thing and how anybody can take. Well, people don't take him serious,
I think.
I don't want to add to their lack of credibility.
So they try to get mileage, no different than the Pharisees tried to claim that they were of the seed of Abraham or that they were the chosen of the righteous. And then the Spirit of Christ, who filled those prophets and the seed of Abraham, comes in their midst, and what do they want to do? They want to kill him, just like these clowns try to do to the truth every single time.
Yeah.
They try to prop up a lie, get as much mileage out of it as they can. And folks,
that's all they want. And
that's
they do it on a daily basis,
that's
and they don't care if it's true or not.
Yep.
But again, let's lay responsibility where responsibility is required.
Yep.
It's the American people that have let it go this far.
That's right.
And we can't let this go. And that's exactly what Zimmerman. Zimmerman's in my age group, by the way. And if you look at him, he probably realizes, too, we better do something, because if we don't, we're going to let these criminals over here, not only in the incumbent, but also in the state-run media, we better deal with these people, and we better assault their crime.
That's right.
Because if we don't, and enforce the laws, because if we don't, they're going to do it to somebody else. And so I admire the courage the man has to take a stand.
And notice, again, he didn't ask for that. This is what fell to his lot, and he's choosing to step up
they
and deal
with
it.
They picked the fight. They did pick the fight.
Just like Deuteronomy, where you read, what is the first thing you do with a false witness? You bring him to the judges. Well, what happens when the judicial system becomes corrupt? Then you deal with the judges so that you don't have corruption in that judicial system, because that's the means of which we bring forth justice in this country. We have laws, and we have law. That rule of law is given by God. The judges are supposed to take that law and rightly decide that law. And folks, if we don't bring it to that extent or to that point, wicked will continue to get more and more wicked, because wicked doesn't learn the lesson just because you turn the other cheek. Wicked learns the lesson when justice is brought forth. Either A, they see the redemptive sacrifice of Christ.
Learn that they can go ahead and do whatever they want
to
do and just turn away for a little bit and then come back and assault at a later time.
And
that's stupidity.
And this is the importance of understanding what I'm talking about when I say justice. Because the wicked need to see justice. There's two ways to see it. Either it falls down upon their own head in full judgment, or they see the redemptive sacrifice of Christ and falling down on his head, and they have a converted heart. Now, that's where we as Christians are supposed to be. That's where justice is met. It's met at the cross. And because of that, that love that's in him comes to us, and now we walk in upright in justice. But in society, in our civil means.
You're not dealing with people that are sorry for what they did. The NBCs of the world, they're not sorry for what they did. They know what they do.
That's right.
And what falls to them is a responsibility for their wickedness now, and they set themselves against God.
That's right.
And they set God at war with them. Again, I've said it a million times, and I'll say it a million more times. It's not a good place to put yourself, because you lose.
Yep. And to your point, that is why we have in our country a judicial system. That judicial system's job is not to give mercy. It's not to say, well, accept Jesus, and then you can go on and live in your life. It can't do that. That judicial system is supposed to bring forth justice upon actions.
But
and when you're a criminal,
but what is
bring
you're,
forth that justice.
Yeah, no, and I agree. But I think, too, Jake, what people need to understand is that we're dealing with a justice system that says to a criminal that three strikes and you're out.
It's not their job.
So what are they doing? They're teaching criminals that you have three chances, and if you actually two chances, and you do it a third time, you're really gonna get what we should have gave you the first time you committed the crime.
You're training hardened criminals.
That's
is
right.
What you do. You're
soft judges
it.
Produce hardened criminals.
And that's where people miss it, because they think, well, Jesus said, turn the other cheek, right? That is the job of the church. That is a redemptive quality the church carries in society. The redemptive quality that the justice system has in society is not three strikes, you're out. It's you broke the law, here's the consequence. There is no grace. There is no mercy. If you didn't want the penalty, then you shouldn't have committed the crime.
If you don't
want
to do the time, don't commit the crime.
That's now, right. While they're in jail, being penitent, which is penitentiary, penitence, then the chaplains come in, the pastors come in, whoever it is, and they teach redemption to that person who is being broke by the law. If a person is never broke by the law or the justice system for their crimes against society, you never produce contrition. All you produce is this false sense of I can do whatever I want to do.
And I think it's a sad day in America when everybody's been taught that, that you see the preacher in jail or you get the Bible when you're in jail. Well, where were the preachers before he committed the crime?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that that's the church's fault. With a broad stroke of a wide brush, I'm just simply saying that if we train them up, prevention is better than cure, then we don't have to worry about filling the prisons. But again, you have a system that teaches that it's okay to commit the crime three times.
I was just going to say that.
And what's important for people to understand is they've turned judgment and righteousness into wormwood, and it talks about that in the book of Amos. And God is angry with that. And he'll bring about judgment one way or another where man leaves it off.
That's right.
But in saying that, I think the sad part here is that the younger people, they eat the pill, while this corrupt system makes money off of the ills that it breeds in society.
Yeah, so, I mean, why are our prison systems full? Is it because we're not educated enough? No. Is it because we don't have the means
part of it,
at our tips? Well, I guess what I'm getting is a public education, reading, writing. Is that not accessible to everybody? Yes, it is. Yeah. Look at our system of schools. Penitents, they're not fearing going to jail. That's why they go, because the threshold has not been lifted so high that they fear to go to jail. When a person fears to go to jail, he's not going to commit the crime that brings them into jail.
That's right.
But if he doesn't fear it, you're going to have packed prisons.
Yeah, Jake, we've talked about this before, where these kids, you talk about a drug problem in our country. Well, first of all, you have an illegal immigration problem in this country with drug dealers, namely from the southern border here, because the American people are buying the drugs. You're drawing the criminals. You're drawing the illegals over here, first and foremost. And secondly, if someone was to get caught, let's say with narcotics, how about just bring forth a public execution on national TV? Do you think that's kind of weird? Well, would we have a drug problem if we did that a couple times in this country? No. Absolutely not. Or what about drinking and driving over in El Salvador? If you drink and drive the first time, you're put in front of a firing squad. Well, is that harsh? Yeah, that's pretty harsh. But I'll tell you what, that judge loves society enough at large and somebody's family that he brought down the law so that criminal never commits the crime again. Right. But over here, you see 12,000 people slaughtered on the streets, and the judges still sit back thinking it's funny. Well, they send the individual into jail for about a year, if that amount or if that length. And what happens, that individual just slaughtered a family on the public highway, you know, because he wasn't afraid to break the law. But what happens when you do this publicly? What happens?
It decreases crime.
It totally
does. Because it puts fear of breaking that law on other people. And here's the...
But he can't help himself. That's the next argument. Yeah. But that is from a criminal justice system
as well. He can't help himself. But guess what, folks? This is the whole end of this. You have to help him.
Yeah.
You pay for it.
That's right.
You pay for his time in jail.
Yep.
You pay for his treatment because you wouldn't deal with justice.
Yep. See, folks, you're a lot deeper in this than you thought you were.
That's right.
And this is how backwards this system is in this country. You look in Scripture. Show me in Scripture where it talks about prison. Except in the New Testament, where it was Herodian's prison, or it was a secular prison system that was used against Christians.
Yep.
Christians were there to prevent the crime. The seculars were there to fill the jail system with prisoners who they were making money off of.
And a prison system is ultimately developed so that people that are accused of a crime by two witnesses go to that system and they wait until their trial. After their trial, they get their verdict.
Yes, overnight, by the way.
Redemptive judgment.
Overnight.
If he committed a crime worth death, then he's killed. If he didn't, he stole, then he returns fourfold or he's sold into slavery
for
his crime.
Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, wound for a wound, yes, so on and so forth. That's exactly right. Right in Wright County here in the state of Minnesota, there's a jail. It's outside because you're waiting. The time that you would wait for your actual sentencing would be one night.
That's cool.
That's it. Not a year and a half. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We'll be right back. We'll take these phone calls, and I got one more point to make.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
There's a true story told of Major André. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, therefore, in accordance with the law of nations, be put to death. And on the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. In the heart of George Washington, the first president of these United States, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant, and his feelings of compassion and the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, Washington so loved his country that he knew if such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. Friends, justice had to be satisfied. How every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. But he should have thought about that before he committed the act.
And when he failed to think about that, it was up to society, or in this case, George Washington, to think about it. And he thought it through, and he thought, is it better to let justice fall to the ground and be dealt with by God and have my people suffer the repercussions of it? Or is it better for us as the people to deal with justice so God will be pleased, he will not see an abomination in the land, and he will bless our nation? And, folks, that's what goes beyond this topic.
And it protects everyone at
large.
It
totally does. It totally does, because without God's blessing and protection and providence, as our founders knew, we would have nothing. We are nothing. Study world history. Study societies that have risen and fallen. The ones that fall the hardest are the ones that forsake and abandon who God is and God's principles. Mm-hmm. In America, this, and this is kind of off topic, but it's right on this topic. We think that abortion is just a political debate. It's not. No. We are shedding blood, and we are accountable before the God of heaven who created those babies for that blood. Mm-hmm. His blessing will not abide on us. Don't think that your government is actually going to have respect for you when you have no respect to stand up for life.
You know, how many of those conservative Republican presidents actually stopped abortion?
Not one.
Yeah.
They talked about it. They use it as a political coin.
That's all they use it for.
That's it, period. Yeah. None of them were willing to risk political reputation to put a stop to it, and that shows because they didn't overall care about the people. Mm-hmm. What they cared about is keeping their position and pushing little balls forward. Well, folks, the bottom line is you're not going to make it through this unless God is pleased with you.
Howard Phillips had told us that Ronald Reagan actually told him that, you know that I can't do that. Put a stop to it. Why is that? Too much money being made. Just think about that for 1 minute. I told my wife last night, if I was a governor of a state,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't personally ask for permission to put the stop to the killing of innocent babies. Think about that.
That would be your duty.
At least.
Yes.
Wouldn't you go after the people that were actually advocating the murder of those innocent babies?
Yep.
That shows you how far backwards America really is.
You know, it was like the old debate that they would tell Martin Luther King Jr., just slow down, just be patient, let this work it out. And he said, how can you tell a poor black man in the South who is repeatedly at the brunt end of injustice, who loses his house and nobody does anything about it because the KKK wanted to flame it out? How do you tell him to slow down when his children can't eat, when his children are beat on their way to school, when his daughters are raped? How do you say slow down to that?
Yeah.
Can't say slow down to injustice.
And keep in mind, the Southern Poverty Law Center was right behind the KKK.
Oh, yeah.
Ensuring injustice on their part,
that's right,
weren't they?
And hey, the Democratic Party. It was birthed out of the Democratic Party. They loved the KKK.
That's exactly right. They'd be crying.
And then there was the flip.
Julie, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going grooving. How are you, Julie?
I am great. I'm out in the rain. Woohoo!
All right.
I have two quotes that reminded me of the whole radio show. Thomas Jefferson said that if a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be.
Yep.
And then Patrick Henry said it is when people forget about God that tyrants forge their chains.
Sure.
And that's exactly what you're seeing in America, because, you know, the Bible says that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And it's like, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any at all. And I constantly tell every person I come across, like, look, it's like, you enjoy your liberty, right? They're like, yeah. Did you have any family that served in the military? Yeah. And I'm like, well, then study the Constitution, because sooner or later, if you don't pick it up now and start, you know, knowing your facts, your rights are going to be stripped from you, like, faster than you even realize.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
Yep.
Thank you for your call, Julie. Appreciate it. Interesting. It sounded like Julie listens to the Sons of Liberty.
I think she might be a daughter of Liberty.
You think so?
I hold silver.
One of the things that she had forgot to bring up, or maybe just I can add on to it, but listen to this. It says, right after Hosea 4:6, where it says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. He says right after that, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget your children. Huh. Now, I don't believe God forgot our children, but I'm telling you what, someone needs to stand in the gap for the younger generations.
That's right.
Because, again, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightly said, we know how good of a job we've done by what we leave to our posterity. And wisdom is justified by your children. You can't justify this as to what's going on with the younger generations in this country for nothing.
Mm-mm.
You can't justify it.
And who do we point the finger at? The younger generations? No, inevitably it comes back up to those that raise those younger generations. And everybody that we talk about, everybody that we praise, everybody you see pictures and monuments of, that's exactly what they decided that they were going to do in their life. No matter what, at all odds, I'm putting my foot down, and I'm going to establish justice. I'm not going to reject knowledge. I think the key to that scripture is it's not like we're just these dumb heathen that don't know knowledge. No, we literally rejected knowledge. That's why we don't have it.
Yeah.
Like if somebody comes up to you and says, your car is going to run out of gas and you'll be stuck on the side of the road. And you say to them, well, I don't want any gas. You were fully aware that if you didn't put gas in, you would run out of gas and be on the side of the road. And then when you run out of gas and you're on the side of the road, then you blame somebody else because they didn't put gas in your car. Folks, we're in America.
We got Obama.
He put gas in that car.
He's not going to just give us gas. He's going to buy us a car, too.
He's going to give you a car?
Yes.
A car without gas?
The wicked that are troublers of a land ought to be punished for the preventing and turning away of those national judgments which otherwise will be inflicted and in which even the righteous are many times involved. Matthew Henry. On the commentary of Proverbs 21:18, the wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous and the transgressors for the upright. Speaking of which, I wanted to hit this really quick before the end of the show here. We're in the state of Minnesota, and we have a guy named Jim Graves running for Michelle Bachmann's office. And yesterday I drove into town, and someone had told me that he was here. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to find out where he was because I wanted to ask him, and you'll never hear this from the criminal bloggers because they're about as sick as he is, and hopefully I can maybe stand corrected a little bit on this, but I don't know how I could be. My wife told me I was wrong once. Or actually, I thought I was wrong once, and then my wife told me I was making a mistake.
She corrected you.
Yeah, she corrected me, so I wasn't wrong. I was right. But I got into town. And I said, where's this guy at? And I found out where he was at, and then I walked down there. Me and Jake walked down there real quick because I wanted to film everything, and I wanted to post it for you. And I wanted to ask Mr. Graves. He owns a hotel downtown Minneapolis, and he's a wealthy individual running for office, which should scare the chocolate out of anybody. People that want the office, friends, you don't want them there. The people that don't want the office, those are the ones that should be there. Okay, this man wants the position, but I wanted to ask him the question, Jake, and you can weigh in on this if you'd like. I wanted to know why he would bring a guy like Barney Franks to help his campaign, who was indicted on pedophilia charges. Actually, his name was brought up in indictment, I'm sorry, with a guy named Paul Benazzi, who as a kid was flown to his house, and he sodomized him on several occasions, Barney Frank. He's also the guy that had a homosexual prostitution ring in his apartment that he admitted to. Why would Jim Graves bring a man like this in to help him with his campaign? I'm just curious. Oh, and by the way, in the state of Minnesota, they're talking about homosexual marriage, which they're going to get stomped on as well, at least the way things are going right now.
Yep. I think that question is best left up to Mr. Jim Graves. I couldn't figure out for the life of me why somebody would bring in...
I think
somebody
it's very
like
telling,
Frank.
To be honest with you, Jake.
It pretty much that does. It tells the whole story. I mean, there's no way to talk around it in my eyes. I wouldn't join forces. How can two walk together, the Bible said, unless they be agreed?
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking about coming to a function where one is a speaker and the other is a speaker. We're talking about literally inviting the one in to help raise finances for himself.
Who's a known pedophile. This is the guy that did the campaigning for him. It's all over the websites, friends. Why would he have a guy like that come in and campaign for him? Jim Graves, why would he use Barney Franks to do that?
I'm thinking Jim's going to have to give us the answer because
I think it's very
telling for the life of me.
Well, I was looking for him last night, dude, but yeah. Oh, that's right. He didn't show up.
I don't think he would stop by. Do you think he'd stop by? I didn't see him.
I don't either. Maybe we should try getting him on the phone.
We could.
But he'll probably dodge that just like Keith Ellison.
That's true.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.